Imagine a practice that doesn't come to a grinding halt when you want to do something crazy, like take a 3-day weekend or, heaven forbid, a 2-week holiday. A practice where you aren't the bottleneck because every single minute detail of every case doesn't have to pass through your hands to be completed correctly. A practice with fewer problems and happier clients because systems and processes have drastically reduced room for error and automated away some of your most frustrating and tedious work. A practice that can scale in a way that works for you and your lifestyle, where you aren't having to reinvent the wheel with each hire or maybe not have to hire anyone at all. That's what we are building in Rosen Institute's law firm Flywheel program. You can find out more at roseninstitute.com/join. There's no magic, just a straightforward, step-by-step approach to build a system for building systems in your practice, and more importantly, keeping those systems up to date, getting buy-in from your team, and making sure that your processes are followed so that you aren't the one keeping all those plates spinning. Registration closes soon. Come join us at roseninstitute.com/join.
This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Tokyo, where it has been raining a fair amount lately, and that makes my life a little bit more complicated. You see, we travel very light. I only have one pair of shoes, and when my shoes get wet, well, my shoes are wet, and soggy feet are no fun at all. Thankfully, the rain here tends to be kind of light, and we have a relatively short walk from our apartment over to the underground. It's only about 500 meters. Once you're underground, you can mostly stay inside, so we've been able, even in the worst of the rain, to keep our shoes somewhat dry. I suppose in the grand scheme of things, wet feet are a relatively minor problem.
It's time for your tech tip. You have likely seen or maybe even created some of your own AI art. A couple of months ago, it was still a fairly novel experience, but generative AI art is showing up in a lot of the tools you are already using, like Bing and Canva. Pretty soon, it will be built into PowerPoint and Google Slides. And there's no shortage of different tools on offer. Adobe Firefly, OpenAI's DALL-E, Stable Diffusion, and Midjourney, just to name some of the more popular core platforms. But if you have experimented with one of these tools already, you likely know that it takes a little bit or a lot of trial and error to get something in the zone of what you're after. With enough patience, you can create some amazing images, but whether or not they are practical for what you are doing, especially if you are using them in a professional context, on your website, or in marketing materials, there's a lot to be desired. If you're looking to create vague fantasy landscapes or buxom anime women, a text prompt alone will get you pretty far. But if you have something specific you want to incorporate, like your own headshot, or a book, or a piece of collateral material you've produced, or your logo, that's a lot more challenging. But these tools are progressing incredibly quickly. The quality of images coming out of tools like Midjourney is frankly incredible, and big advances have been made on the front of allowing you to modify and edit those images with AI, expanding or uncropping so that you can add more surrounding detail, generating multiple variations, replacing specific objects, and more are coming to nearly all of these tools. And more useful for us, there are other services being built on top of these technologies specifically for confining the kinds of images that we get in a way that allows us to insert our own assets, like our photos or logos, into these images in a way that all of a sudden makes them very practical for business use and saves us the trouble of hiring a graphic designer for a lot of tasks. The first category of these image tools is what I will call the product photography tools. These allow you to upload images, clean them up, and incorporate them into AI-generated backdrops. We have talked about tryitonai.com for creating business headshots with a few photos of yourself. These tools do something similar for other objects. If you are using some kind of lead magnet to entice people to sign up for an email list, or you need to produce marketing graphics for a webinar, you can upload a photo of your ebook cover or a screenshot of your smiling face on a Zoom call and incorporate that against an interesting backdrop in a matter of seconds. Some of the more popular options for these tools are things like Booth.ai, Pebbly, PEBBLELY.com, and pixelcut.ai. They all have their own strengths, but they work in a similar way. You upload one or multiple photos of the item you would like to feature, and then select some predefined backdrops or provide a prompt to generate your own. The next category is creating what I'll call corporate illustrations. We all love the slick-looking illustrations on hip startup websites. There are graphics packs that you can buy with stock illustrations and hope that something in there matches what you're trying to convey without being too generic. Or you can hire someone to draw exactly what you want. We've done that and been thrilled with the results, but it's just been for a few illustrations here and there. If you are trying to add a graphic for every blog post, Google Business Profile post, Instagram post, or anything else, that will add up mighty quickly. But there's a tool available at Stelvio, Stelvio.app, that is fine-tuned to generate very slick and professional-looking illustrations based on your prompt. You provide a description of what you want, and it generates four variants. You get three free prompts that you can try out to make sure you like it. But what makes this a lot more useful is that Stelvio locks the images generated into very distinct illustration styles so that you can generate dozens and dozens of illustrations for anything you want, and they will all match the same art style and color scheme. Right now, they only have two styles to choose from, so it is a bit limited, but they plan to add more. But if you aren't tied to a specific color scheme already, I'm incredibly impressed with this tool. It makes creating consistent artwork effortless. The last tool I will mention is a new addition to Stable Diffusion, which you can kind of think of as the open source backend for a lot of these other tools. This one allows you to turn crude sketches into fully fledged images and artwork. Stability AI is the team behind Stable Diffusion, and they offer a suite of web tools at clipdrop.co that do a lot of really neat graphics tricks. They offer things like the ability to upload a photo and use AI to generate more surrounding imagery, making it larger, upscaling, object replacement, image cleanup, background removal, text removal, and a lot more. But their newest bit of magic on ClipDrop is a tool called Stable Doodle. You create a rough sketch, and it can be very rough, of what you want to create, then provide a text prompt like you would in any other AI tool. And it uses clues from your sketch to provide context, outline, and proportions to the image it generates. You really have to try it to get a sense of just how amazing this is. It really lets you get a lot closer to what you're after right off the bat. If you've played around with AI image generation already, give some of these a shot. I think you will be impressed at just how much more useful these tools make this technology. And if you haven't tried it at all, now is the time. It's been a long time since technology felt this magical, and while LLM chatbots like ChatGPT and Bard have been getting a lot of the attention in the professional market, the image generation capabilities of these tools is not to be dismissed. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
Now for your moment of concise advice. As we approach the beginning of the year, you'll be bombarded with suggestions for New Year's resolutions. You hear that sort of thing every year, and we all know that most of these commitments that we make, they fall by the wayside before the end of January. So today, rather than waiting for January 1st, I've picked a random day of the year for us to focus on what you should stop doing and keep doing before you start thinking about new things that you ought to start doing when you make those New Year's resolutions. You may have heard of the idea of creating a start, stop, keep list. It's a simple idea. You make a list of things you should start doing and stop doing and keep doing. It's a good exercise. It really encourages you to step back from your business and think about the bigger picture. It's this list of things that helps you to identify things that are really detracting from your success, the things that are making you successful, and new ideas that might help you to be more successful. Around the beginning of the year, you'll be getting plenty of ideas and suggestions for things that you ought to add to your start list. But the problem is that there are so many old things that we're doing that we simply don't have time to add many new things to the list. This is the time of year to create that stop list, to go through the things that you're doing and look for opportunities to free up space on your list. So today, let's focus on those things that you need to keep doing and the things that you need to stop doing so that the decks can be clear when the time comes around to add new things. First, let's talk about the stop doing part of this. The biggest payoff in this space comes from stopping the doing of things that can better be done by someone else, whether that's through delegation to a team member or outsourcing, or simply stopping something because it no longer needs to be done. A great example is certain lawyers and their social media presence. They may have launched a social media program years ago, and it didn't work. It didn't generate business. There aren't many referrals or calls coming from the social media, yet they continue to spend time and money on this project. When you identify activities like this, things that aren't working, and put them on your stop list, well, you free up time and energy and money for more important tasks. Here at Rosen Institute, we recently did a deep dive into the internal data that we collect on our members and our prospective members, and we discovered that while we have lots of data, we're not acting on it. We're not using it particularly well. And so instead of adding the action of utilizing that data to our start list, well, we decided to put the collection of most of that data on our stop list. If we're not using it anyway, why spend the energy collecting it? So we put it on the stop list, and that freed up resources for other higher priority activities. When you think through the activities of your law firm, you'll find lots of energy being expended on things that are no longer valuable, important, or relevant. The reality is that once we get something going in our law firm, it tends to keep going way after its effectiveness has waned. Now, let's shift gears for a moment and look at the keep doing side of this equation. It's interesting how too many of us accidentally drift away from doing the things that are making us successful. When I'm helping lawyers with their marketing, I often find that they have drifted away, that they have stopped doing a particular marketing tactic that worked really well for them in the past. A really common example is the lawyer who builds this terrific network. The network is producing all sorts of referrals, but they slowly drift away from maintaining it. They're busy doing the work that was sent to them. They are overwhelmed by the workload, and they let the network languish. It drifts. They stop doing it. That leads to a decline in referrals, and the revenues and the profits slowly drift down. Well, if something is working for you, you've got to make sure that it's on your keep doing list. You need to keep at it. In fact, you ought to consider doubling down on those things that are working as you move into the future. So I'm encouraging you to create a start, stop, keep list, but skip over the start for now. Save that for later. Let's just call it your stop, keep list. Focus right now on the hard work of figuring out what you need to keep doing and what you need to stop doing. Free up some of your time and space and energy. That'll give you options and opportunities at the beginning of the year when you're ready to get serious about starting new things. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Tokyo, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.